please welcome two-time WNBA champion and two-time Olympic gold medalist, Candace Parker, and EVP and Chief Customer Officer of Marriott International, Peggy Rowe.
This that pretty girl mind to this that flaunt to just touch down in LA. Pretty girls don't do drama unless we won.
These athletes who win. There are athletes who win. And then there are athletes who make you stop and stay. Not because you understand how, but because something in you recognizes it. Eileen has it. In 2022, the first freestyle skier to medal three times at a single Winter Games. Milan Cortina, six Olympic medals, six. The most decorated freestyle skier in Olympic history. And somewhere, everywhere, a girl is watching, trying to find the nerve to bet on herself before the world gives her reasons, a reason to. Then she sees Eileen and something shifts. That's the impact that lasts.
Records alone never tell the full story. What's remarkable about Eileen is not just how she competes, but how she belongs to more than one place, more than one culture, more than one definition. In a world that often asks people to choose, she's built a way of showing up that doesn't require narrowing who she is. And there's a lot of weight to that. And to carry it with clarity and still perform at the highest level takes more than just discipline. It takes a deep, grounded sense of self, even when the world struggles to define you. What Eileen is building extends far beyond sport. As an athlete, certainly, but always as an advocate, an entrepreneur, a creative force, and a global voice. You can feel the reach of it in a young person somewhere far away, watching and realizing that there's space for them too. Let's take a look.
I think I'm making the world a better place. 350 million people started snow sports. To be able to have it recognized at such large scale, to have girls on the slopes never questioning that this sport doesn't belong to them. Because the first time they heard about it was from someone who's a young woman. I wanted to embody strength. I wanted to embody femininity and the intersection of beauty and power.
Please welcome to the stage the recipient of the Gold Impact Award presented by Marriott Bonvoy, Miss Eileen Gu.
Wow. Hi, everyone. 大家好，我是谷爱凌，非常开心今天晚上能在 Gold House 见到大家。So, I'm going to be honest. I did not prep a speech for the award. And so if you look behind you, all the screens are black. And the reason that I did that was because even though all of you are dressed to the nines, and all of you are leaders in your respective industries, I think of this evening as more than just an awards show. I think of it as a homecoming. And when you come home, you sit down, you eat good food, you yap with the family, and more than anything, you speak from the heart. So that's what I'm going to do. So when I think about impact and the change that you affect going into the future, I think it's inextricable from the history we inherit from the past. My history is very special. I come from a lineage of incredibly powerful women. My grandmother, who is smiling at us from above and also telling me to stand up straight. And my mom, who's smiling at me from the front row tonight. She is the most beautiful woman I have ever met because her radiance comes from within. And that is the kind of thing that you cannot get at the drugstore. She has inspired me in more ways than I can possibly imagine. And I will tell you a short story. When my mom was my age, she defined success, I kid you not, as being able to eat a sweet potato every single day. That was like, made it, okay? That was like the Gold House gala. Like, she can have a sweet potato every day. And so I invite you all, you know, as people who have made it, to think back 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, what was your sweet potato? What was one goal that you thought would be impossible to reach, and once you got it, you would have absolute joy? I'm sure we all have something like that. For me, it was 2022. I thought that if I won the Olympics, I would be happy forever, and things would just be, you know, I'd be living in a fairy tale for the rest of my life. And after the Olympics, I went through a very tough time when I realized that that actually wasn't true, that life goes on. And so this very popular phenomenon called the post-Olympic blues hit me very hard. And in that time, I was reflecting on impact and mission, and I was thinking about joy. So in psychology, there's this idea of the hedonic treadmill. This idea essentially says that we acclimate to success and joy very quickly. So when you reach that goal, the joy doesn't last as long as you think it does. And so chasing that high, you keep going and you end up disappointed for most of the time. Tonight, surrounded by community, love, joy, and that kind of gratitude that only an event like this can inspire, I propose a new cycle. We can call it the impact cycle, or the gold house cycle, working title. So here it is, here are the 2 points. The first one is gratitude. When you reach a certain point, what is most important is to think about your sweet potato and take a long, solid, savoring bite of it and think about how much you wanted it. And secondly, to think about who enabled you to get here. Think about the community members, the giants whose shoulders you stand on. For me, it's my mom and also members of the community like Miss Mickey Lee, who's sitting here in the front row as well, who have so selflessly uplifted so many members of the Asian community into the limelight so that they can hopefully reach back and bring up the next member with them. This is how we move forward, and this is how we create long-standing joy. The second axis here is representation and also responsibility. So success is, again, inseparable from responsibility. When you have a platform, I implore you to use it meaningfully, to make the world better in whatever way you think is most valuable and relevant to you. And only then, when we have those two axes, responsibility and gratitude, can we uplift one another. And so I want to thank everybody here tonight. I want to thank Gold House Gala. I want to thank all the other honorees who are so inspiring and so incredible. And lastly, to everyone here tonight who has brought me so much joy that I literally came up with this new theory sitting at this table. So thank you all for being part of this community. Thank you so much for this evening and for all the love that you show one another tonight and every night. Let's keep going. Let's keep getting better. Let's keep showing the world what we're made of and taking up center stage. So thank you so much.